Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
That's not Elvis, ladies and gentlemen. That's Terry Stafford.
Every time you hold me.
Kind of sounds like him, though, doesn't it, John?
Yeah, it does.
Joan Price, senior editor with the Kipling Editors. Oh, folks, recently there were some changes made to the Cobra coverage. And I'm going to get Joan to remind you what Cobra is, but this is regarding the insurance for people who are laid off. Joan, you're our Cobra expert. What's been going on?
Well, under the basic COBRA rules, when you let someone go, they can keep their employer-provided coverage for 18 months, up to 18 months, but they have to pay the premium.
But
you have to make sure they know that and they can get it. Now, there's a new thing called the COBRA subsidy. The federal government is going to subsidize premiums for a 9-month period for folks who are laid off. But there's a couple of important things that employers have to know. First of all, you got to tell your employers this. And this doesn't just cover employees who are let go beginning now. You have to reach back and look at anybody you laid off back as far back as last September 1st.
Okay.
If they were let go and they were given the opportunity to take COBRA at that time and turned it down, you have to go back and notify them and tell them they now have a new election period. It's a 60-day period from the time they get your notice.
If somebody leaves your employ, you must give them the COBRA option.
Yeah, not if they leave voluntarily, only
right.
if you let them go.
If you laid them off, you must give them the COBRA option. And they've got 60 days to accept, but now you're saying there's a retroactive date to September 1st.
Right. If they were let go out September 1st or later. Now, then those notices have to go out by April 18th. And labor
should
and...
Should we send them certified so that we...
Pardon me?
They can't, should we send them certified so they can't deny that they got it?
I don't think it would hurt unless it's a mass layoff.
That'd be a good idea.
You've got to send out 1,000 of these things.
Yeah, go ahead.
The notices have to go out by April 18th. But here's the other tricky part. I said this, remember I said this was a subsidy? The federal government is going to subsidize 65% of the premium. Guess how the subsidy gets transmitted to these ex-employees?
From the employers.
The employers have to pay the subsidy.
Mm.
And they get reimbursed one of two ways. They take a credit on their next payroll tax return, or if they don't want to wait that long, they can reduce their withholding.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the funding mechanism, the point of sale funding mechanism, so to speak, is the cash from the company for 65% of the COBRA coverage,
right.
But they can then later on, so in the next filing period, they can recover that same amount of money.
Right, but they still have to put it out up front. And what
right, that's what I'm saying. The point of sale funding mechanism is ours.
Right, exactly. And you might ask, well, what if the subsidy I'm putting out is more than what I'm paying on my employment tax return? Well, you'll get a refund check from the federal government. But again, you have to wait for that.
But it's your cash flow is out there now.
Right.
It's
exactly.
A cash flow. It's a cash flow issue.
Yes. But there's more. The subsidies have to start if someone, let's say someone's laid off in February, the subsidies are supposed to start March 1st. Well, guess what? We're already into March. So what the law says is you don't have to start paying this subsidy until May, until the monthly premium that's due in May.
Mm-hmm.
So the employee could elect COBRA and they would have to pay March and April, and then you start paying in May, but you have to retroactively subsidize the March and April premium.
Hmm.
So you're getting kind of a little transition there.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yes, there's still more.
Okay. Well, I just want to remind people, these COBRA premiums are expensive. This could turn into a few bucks out of your pocket
from
a cash flow standpoint.
Depending on how many people you have laid off.
And here's the thing, Joan. None of this is anything any small business owner would have budgeted for.
Exactly.
And we're all on tight budgets right now. So go ahead.
Do I have time to say more?
You have more. We have time.
Okay. Generally, the basic COBRA covers companies, I think, with fewer than 20 workers or 20 or fewer workers or something like that. However, there are state programs that have a lower threshold. And if you are governed by one of those state programs, and I apologize, I don't have the names of the states, but if you're governed by one of those programs, you have to participate in the subsidy. Even though you might have fewer than 20 workers.
So some states you don't have to if you have fewer than 20, and some states you do.
Right. And do I have more time?
You have 30 seconds.
Okay. Oh, 30 seconds. If you high-income ex-employees don't get the subsidy, but they have to be given the right to continue COBRA, to take the COBRA coverage if they denied it before, were denied it before.
So they can change their mind if they denied it before. This is an opportunity for them to re-up on it.
Re-up on it, but they don't get the subsidy.
Yeah, they don't get the subsidy. What determines a higher employee?
Singles with adjusted gross incomes above $125,000 and married couples above $250,000.
Ah, okay, all right. That wouldn't cover talk show hosts then, Joan. Hey, Joan, thanks for being here. Very good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim.
Joan Pride, ladies and gentlemen, with an outstanding report again. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.